Mrs. Kelly, Bulkley Lodge, May 14th, 1990.
What year did you... You've been in Smithers since...
I came in 25, February the 18th, 20, year 1925.
And why did you come?
Well, I was married and came here. My husband lived here. He was the night dispatcher of the CN.
Mm-hmm. One of the first... And your husband traveled here...
By train. From Edmonton. You had to wait in Jasper a day almost to get the train. You left Edmonton at noon and you got the train late at night out of there and got in here the next evening. We only had trains three times a week. And that was the only way that, like, the newspapers and everything came on the train. Mm-hmm. It was before the days of flying.
Right. When you came to Smithers, you were a nurse?
Yes. I'd worked, and I graduated in 1916 in the Edmonton General. But I never nursed here.
So when you and your husband moved to Smithers in 1925, where did you live?
Well, we had a home. He'd built a house here. It's down in the between Main Street and the Muheim School on 2nd Avenue.
Do you remember the address on 2nd Avenue?
We didn't have addresses then. It was 2nd Avenue East. But there is an address now, but I don't know what it is.
You'd mentioned to me that the type of house that it was an Aladdin
house? It was an Aladdin house. Everything was shipped in.
Shipped in from Edmonton? Or?
I don't know where it came from, but there was no local lumber used in it because it didn't have the facilities for drying lumber. A lot of the houses here were built out of wet lumber, and then, of course, they'd shrink. Mm-hmm. There were a few Aladdin houses around, two or three of them.
Do you know who built your house?
Well, Mr. Downey, he's dead now, but he was the contractor. Mm-hmm. Of course, he wasn't really a carpenter, I don't think.
You mentioned to me also that the carpenters used to do the plumbing.
Oh, they'd do plumbing or do anything. You know, we didn't have all the unions and things that we have now. Now I suppose you couldn't drive a nail unless you had a certificate.
If you had a problem with your electricity, or that's
well, he'd have to go to Edmonton and get the man out. We bought electricity from the CN, and it would be their man that would. Then eventually there was a company formed here. Well, there was a company then, I believe. Mm-hmm. Got big interest on their money.
What sort of appliances did you have in your house? We were talking earlier about having a pump in the kitchen.
Well, I had a pump in the kitchen, and then eventually we had an electric motor underneath it to pump water upstairs.
Oh, really?
To run downstairs to the bath.
Oh. What other appliances would you have had? Would you have...
Well, I had an electric percolator and a toaster, but I think that's about all, and a coffee. Percolator, that's coffee, isn't it?
So things like a Mixmaster?
Oh, no, I had one later, but at that time, because you didn't have power all day.
Oh, when would you have had power?
In the morning, Mondays and Tuesday mornings for washing, and then it come on again at about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, depend on the climate, you know, I mean the sunlight. So a lot of people would say they'd do their washing just when the power came on, because Mondays and Tuesdays the power was so weak. Everybody with their washing machines.
Right, would drain the power.
They drain the power.
Sure, yeah. Did you have a phone in your home?
No, we didn't have phones until sometime. There were a few phones around town, the government telegraph office and the hospital. The doctors had phones, but there wasn't a regular phone system.
When did the phone system come in?
I don't remember.
Seems to me
I don't think it was until about 1950.
Yeah,
around that time, between 1945 and 1950.
Yeah. Well, that must have been something to have the first phone call into the home. Yeah.
If you wanted to phone anybody, you'd have to go up to the government office.
Is that right? Who was the government agent, do you remember?
Oh, I don't know, he's dead. Mr. Mitchell. Mitchell. And then Buchanan, Artie Buchanan's father, was the government agent here. Then he was the government telegrapher, and then he went with the CN at that time. When they closed out here, he went over to the CN as an operator. But he retired many years ago.
So you didn't have electricity all the time, you didn't have a telephone.
No.
What sort of things did you do for entertainment?
Well, we played bridge. I don't know what other people did. Mm-hmm. My husband's a great bridge player. I wasn't much, but I went. people for dinner and that, I think your home meant a lot more to you then than it does now.
You were involved in a couple of community...
And I never did anything, only for the hospital auxiliary.
The hospital, that's what I was wondering. The auxiliary you belonged to?
I belonged. I got a letter here inviting me to the... On June 16th is the 70th anniversary of the hospital auxiliary.
Yes. How long... When did you become a member?
Oh, I guess it was the year after I came. I came in February. I think that May I went to the meeting and began as a member.
So you must be one of the older members?
Oh, yes, I think so. I think perhaps Miss Kilpatrick and me are the only two living.
What sort of things do you remember the auxiliary doing?
Well, they always had a May Day celebration, or Hospital Day. It was in May, around this time of year.
And what would people do at May Day? Hospital Day?
Well, they usually stayed in the office of the nurse's home or someplace and took in donations. It was tea served, and you gave donations to the hospital.
Now, this would be not just donations of money, but also donations
of flour. Oh, flour and sugar and tea and... And then the paper would come out and send some people would get mad because they didn't put down everything they gave. But they finally, the editor here quit that, Mr. Warner, because it caused a lot of trouble. Some person, you might give a pound of tea and you actually, it was harder on you than somebody that gave a hundred of flour. Yeah. But the other hundred of flour would be noticed, you know. Mm-hmm. So, of course, in those days, $5 or $10 was a lot of money.
That's right. How many people were in the auxiliary when you were?
Oh, I don't think there were very many. Now, Mrs. Kilpatrick must have all those old records.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, because I was speaking with her before, and she mentioned that
she's just home from, where'd she go, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
She was on the phone the other day. But there weren't that many. And they worked for the hospital. It was a little old building downtown there. And... We made curtains and did all and bought supplies and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. This was a volunteer position.
Oh yeah. There was no, we're all volunteer. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it is now.
Yes, it is. As far as I know,
yeah.
I think that's one of the things about Smithers that I notice is there are so many people doing volunteer.
Yes.
A lot of people really involved in the community.
Gotcha. They'd have sewing meetings, and you'd make curtains and things.
What about things like the children's masquerades?
Oh, yes, that was quite a... They had that every year.
And what did that involve?
Well, the children were all... They'd parade, you know, it was in the hall, and they'd be chosen for the costumes they wore. It was a costume affair.
So they'd pay an entry fee?
Yes.
And the money would be used?
Oh, yes, for the hospital. Everything was for the hospital. And
did they have dances as well?
Oh, I think yes, because I remember working at them. It's a long time ago. And it was all about, you see, they got some government grant, but there weren't the government grants and things that they have now.
Yeah.
I don't just remember, but...
What sort of, when you had these dances, was there one particular band that used to play for these things?
Oh, Mr. John Gray's orchestra used to play.
Mm-hmm. Was he a local Smithers?
Oh, yes, he had a jewelry store here. He was a watchmaker or something for the CN. His, Mrs. Frank Parker, Sr., is one of his daughters. They were old-timers here. And he played the violin. And Mr. Goodacre, who's dead now, but Daintree's father, he was the drummer. It was quite a good little orchestra.
I've seen photographs of it in the newspaper,
yes.
The old newspapers, and they looked like quite the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was there quite good turnouts for these dances?
Oh, yes, everybody went. They didn't buy tickets if they didn't go. Mm-hmm. Of course, there weren't that many things to work for in those days.
Well, there'd be the hospital.
The churches and that, but there were just the three churches then, really. The United and the Catholic and the Anglicans.
Mm-hmm. Was the church very important in the community?
Oh, I think they were, yes. The Catholic Women's League was very active in those days.
What sort of things would the Catholic Women's League be doing?
Oh, they'd have teas and raffles. United Church could never, they're too good, they couldn't have raffles, you know. But they'd have a big cake on, Mother's Day was one of their, they always had a tea on Mother's Day, and you guessed the weight of it. Well, that's just the same as a raffle, actually. But then their conscience was better. But,
I read also that your husband had started the Odd Fellows.
Yes, he did start the Odd Fellows Lodge. You see, when he was injured, he was the Odd Fellows, and he was sent to Minneapolis. He went there eventually. And he always went there to get his limbs fitted. He wouldn't take compensation. Well, they didn't have compensation in Alberta. They had it in B.C.
So your husband had an accident in Alberta.
Yeah, in Edson.
In Edson, and lost his legs.
Yeah.
But came to Smithers.
Well, he was, after he could walk and he was fitted. And he would, anyway, he went, eventually went to Minneapolis and had the work done over. Mm-hmm. Well, he was, he'd been an operator, so he was made given a dispatcher's job up here.
And when he got to Smithers, one of the things he did was to start the Odd Fellows.
Well, after he'd been here a while, they'd been very good to him, the Odd Fellows. He was the only thing he belonged to. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they have an Odd Fellows Lodge now.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Where was the Odd Fellows office? Did he just work?
Oh, well, they just didn't have any. They just had their room. They used the Masonic. That was in the old town hall upstairs. Things are pretty crude in those days, you know. There were no offices and government backed and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was just an appreciation for what they'd done for him. He was not an organizer or that type of person at all.
Were there any things that you remember as being particularly outstanding events in the early days of Smithers? I'm thinking particularly of 1926, the Lieutenant Governor of B.C. came.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Yeah. Were you there for that?
Oh, I guess maybe I went.
Yeah. They had a reception in the gardens of the Bulkley Law.
Bulkley Hotel, where there was a vacant lot, and it was, it belonged to the hotel, but it wasn't covered with buildings at all, and they used to have affairs out there. I don't even remember who the Lieutenant Governor was then.
Oh, I can't remember either. No. But were there often politicians?
Oh, yes, a great political place. Mm-hmm. The Liberals and Conservatives. Oh, yeah.
Would there be debates? And?
Oh, yes, and fights and all kinds of things. But I was never into any of those, so.
Yeah. Did any of the major political leaders ever come into
Smithers? Yes, I think. What's his, Manson? He used to come up here once in a while. Mm-hmm. Alec Manson, I think he was a Rupert man. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, there were these political meetings. And McKenzie. Who was the fellow that was? I hope that's not being recorded. This old bachelor that was prime minister at one time.
Mackenzie King?
No, another one. The conservative man was up here one time. And Mackenzie King, when I was in Fernie, he came there. But oh yes, they had political leaders, and it was very, very.
And would the town sort of have a big do for
them? Oh yes, there weren't many people, you know, and they'd have. And they used to have, they'd have your name down, whatever party they thought you belonged to, you know. My husband used to laugh because at one time both the Liberals and Conservatives had him because he was a great friend of Mason Adams, the druggist, who was going to run politically, yes. But they found out he'd given out too much liquor when they had good prescriptions. At one time he had to have prescriptions, so that banned him. Mm. And, it was quite a... See, the smaller the place... There was an old fella, Kelly, I think he ran on the Liberal ticket. He was an old bootlegger or something.
Kicker Kelly,
yeah.
What do you remember?
No connection. I didn't know him at all. He's no connection with us at all. He'd been a policeman here, I think, in the early days. Mm-hmm. See, we had provincial police in those days.
Right.
And, it was just like any other little town, you know.
How many people would you say there were in Smithers when you moved here in 26?
Well, they were trying to get it up to 1,000 to go from a village to a municipality.
Mm-hmm. And what would that mean, going from a village to a municipality? They would be available, they would be allowed?
Well, yes, I guess there were, you got grants and things,
right.
You know. I don't remember why, but I know they were trying it. And you see, this was all bush up here. There was nothing in it.
So on Main Street, when you were here, there would be Mason Adams' store.
Yeah, that's where Central Clothing is now.
That's right.
And the post office was that little building next to it.
Mm-hmm. Where the Electronic Shack is now.
Is there?
I think so.
Well, anyway.
And the Bulkley Hotel, I guess?
It was here. The Carr brothers had built that. Mm-hmm. And across then, there was a fire. There was this, the lawyer lived there. I think that was a government agent at one time, before I came, because I think it was 1926 they built that to northern, where you are.
Oh, the Central Park building?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, it says 1925.
That was a government office.
Yeah, they say 1925.
Well, maybe, but I think they were still here in 26. It doesn't matter,
yeah.
That's clear enough.
Yeah.
And the police lived upstairs.
Did you know the policeman who lived upstairs?
Oh, yes. Who was this one? I used to go there to tea. I forget what her name was.
Well, I think the one I remember was Mr. Service. Was that
Oh, him? Yeah. The services are here when I came.
Mm-hmm. What were they like?
Oh, they were very fine. They had quite a few children. Because I remember a little boy that his mother left him with me, and she went to Vancouver, and he came home, and he had 17 in arithmetic, and my husband said, how could you be graded? Well, it was all right because one of the service girls had 15, so he was all right. He was only 10 years old.
How many children did the services have?
Oh, I guess they had 5 or 6. I don't remember.
And they all lived upstairs in the Central Park building?
Oh, I think they were here before that was built, while they were here. And they were mostly girls. I think they only had one boy. It seems to me he died. I didn't know them much then. He was here. We had a train robbery, and I remember this poor little fella. He wasn't a robber at all. He just hired up, I guess. He went in the bank and helped put up a gun, and they chased him down Main Street, and he got on a roller coaster thing that you go on the track with, and got out here, but the police caught him. And Mr. Service was here in those days. Mm-hmm. Bill Service. Then he was moved to Kamloops. Mm-hmm. But there were a lot of people here, and this one of the girls that somebody here still, I think Ms. Kilpatrick here is from, I'm not sure. Anyway, then I forget, but I don't know the name of the man. Then when they built the new post office, the police were put upstairs there. I don't know who lives there now. The police don't. They're out the end of town.
Yeah. I don't think there's anybody upstairs in the post office today. I could be wrong, but I don't believe there is. Do you remember any of the fires that they had downtown? Apparently,
yes. I said an old store. That's where the Royal Bank is now, I think. I remember that night, and of course everybody was terrified because we didn't have any fire protection.
Was that the Blue Goose or the...
Oh, the Blue Goose blew up. You see, this restaurant, coffee pot blew, exploded. But they were right next, and of course you might just well be in the room with them. You know, the walls were so thin.
Right.
And the Gray's jewelry store was right along there.
So all the businesses burned?
Well, pretty well, I think. They were fixed up, you know, but... Pretty well. We had a garage fire there. Not General Motors, but across the road. General Motors did have a fire too. But across from the corner where, I don't know what's there now. I guess there's a motor. There's the Chrysler, aren't they? Aren't they there now?
Out the highway?
No. See, a lot of these people have moved out the highway, and I haven't been active since.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember one night because... A friend of mine, she went in the closet to pray. I don't know where you'd have to go in the closet to pray. But I said, well, I got Joe up to get the hose attached if he had to get up on the roof to keep the fire from hitting us.
Right. So we didn't have a fire?
Oh, no, we were just volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
That was all.
So you counted on the goodwill of your neighbor to help to keep your business from burning.
I believe there were 3 businesses. You don't want to record that. And Prince George burned yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, the other type said. And they thought it was arson.
Mm.
probably for the insurance.
Yeah, that'd be something I'd be worried about if I didn't have, there wasn't a fire department in town. Yeah, I think if I owned a business.
But then now they have a good fire department. Mm-hmm. They're all right. But in those days, it was just a bucket brigade.
Yeah, so did everybody pitch in when there was a fire?
Oh, yeah. Well, they had men that went to them and helped, but they were just volunteers. They weren't paid to, I don't know, the chief might have been, I don't know about that. But when the fire siren would go, everybody would run.
And where was the fire hall downtown?
It was down where the, across from the post office at the back, towards the, what was in there? That's where they kept the engine. A lot of people are talking about this big fire hall they built now, you know, ridiculous.
It's an interesting building.
Yes, so they say. I haven't seen it.
When Smithers was young, who would have been the major employer of people? Was it the railway?
Oh, I think the railway. And then there was logging.
I guess the logging tied in with the railway.
But I think it was the railway and the government office. Mm-hmm. They really kept the place going. Mm-hmm. Their employees, their payrolls. See, we had the government agent, and all the departments had a hedge here, and they built that central building where you are. Mm-hmm. And I think they had probably kept them going. Mm-hmm. Because they both had quite a good payroll, you see.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of the tie cutting.
That was quite the thing.
So there must have been a number of forests.
There were, and there were sawmills around, little sawmills people had. There was no big forestry like now, but a lot of people had four of these little sawmills. And of course you got your wood before the roads broke up, you know. There were no cars, motor, to speak of, an odd person. The doctor had a car and the taxi man, but other than that, there weren't many cars. There were no big trucks.
No. So would you use your car in the wintertime?
Well, we didn't have a car, but, not many people did, really. They had them tied up for the winter because there were no roads much, you know. You couldn't go anywhere.
Mm. What type of car would people be using?
Well, the General Motors and Fords. Mm-hmm. Mr. Henry had a Ford agency, and then Oswald Hoskins worked for him. He took it over. And that's still Hoskins' garage, but it's Gordon Williams has it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these places have never changed names, you know. Yeah. He happened to be a brother-in-law. Well, he's Mrs. Hoskins, Mrs. Oswald Hoskins' brother. But now I don't know how many automobile companies there are. A lot. There's Chrysler and a lot of...
Oh, there's quite a number.
Oh, yes.
And of course, now we're able to use our cars year-round.
Oh, yes,
the
we use all
much
around.
Improved.
Well, it wasn't until the war that you could get through to Rupert because they built that road.
That must have made quite a difference to the people.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful trip down the ski.
Oh,
have you ever been down?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's a beautiful trip.
Did you used to travel that often? Or?
Well, no, we didn't. People didn't go in the days. It's a beautiful trip on the train, it's a good motor road, too. I've been down, but not for years. Mm-hmm. And Rupert's always been an interesting place, mm-hmm. and still is, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't been down there for quite a while. Yeah, I've saw pictures of a taxi service that used to be run in Smithers. Do you remember anything about the first taxi that was...
Well, I don't know who had the first. I think Boyer. I'm not sure. There was a taxi service, and then Mr. Carr had a taxi service, and different ones. Now there's two or three, aren't there?
Well, I saw a photograph of Wiggs O'Neill and his
car. Yeah. Well, he didn't taxi in town here, I don't think. It was from Hazleton in the early days to Telco, you see. That would have been the divisional point, only there wasn't enough space there to build a roundhouse. That was always my understanding.
Oh, is that right?
So then they chose Smithers. Right. They were a town before Smithers.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were incorporated, but there were people there because people moved from. But that was Weeks O'Neill. He came in from the coast on the boats. He was a purser or something. He was quite a character. You know, yeah. Among.
So, sports in Smithers was fair.
Oh, yes, they used to have quite ball games between Hazleton and Smithers. And Hazleton always celebrated the 24th, I think, of May. And everybody went down to the ball games.
Mm-hmm. Which team usually won, the Hazleton or the Smithers?
I think the Hazleton were pretty good. I'm not sure. I don't remember because I don't know. I wasn't interested and I didn't know much about it.
Yeah. Were there other major sports?
Well, I think hockey and baseball were perhaps. Skiing came in much later on. Mm-hmm. There was no skiing when I came. Well, some of the people in the country might have had skis, but the town. Then they all went berserk. Then they got a pair of skis and that was it. But now they have to have cost a fortune to start to ski, doesn't it?
Did you participate in any winter
sports?
I
never did, no.
So there was the hockey and probably some skating? You said you'd
take
him.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of skating. I used to take him when he was a little fella. But long before he went to school.
Yeah. Where was the skating rink in town?
Well, it was just across from that log house. It's the nurse's old nurse's home.
Oh, on King Street.
On King Street, down there. I guess there are all houses in there now. Mm-hmm. And the curling club, they had a rink over there, too.
Mm-hmm. Was curling a fairly popular sport?
Oh, yes, it got to be. Mm-hmm. And skating, you see, it was all open. Boys would go, they couldn't do that now, I suppose. They'd go over and clean the ice off so they could have a hockey game. Now they have to be carted in cars down to the Civic Center. So times have changed a great deal.
Oh, yeah. I guess you've seen quite a lot of changes.
Oh, yes, a lot of changes. But you're not conscious of it. It just comes, you know.
It's a gradual thing.
Yes.
If you noticed one major change in Smithers since you've moved here, what would that be?
Well, I suppose the population, really.
Mm-hmm. Would you know everybody in town?
Well, in those days you pretty well knew everybody, but now you don't know anyone. Of course, I'm not active in things in those days. You knew of them, and there are a lot of intermarriages in the families here. But I think it'd be the population.
And I guess people are traveling a little bit more.
Oh, yes, we couldn't travel. You didn't travel only by train.
Did you have a movie theater in town?
Weeks O'Neill had one.
Mm-hmm. And where was that?
It was in the old town hall, which burned. That's where the post office is now. Mm-hmm. But he always got Western pictures because one of his boys liked them.
Did you like Western movies?
No, not particularly. But they're all right. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have them every night, you know. Then he built, next to the Bank of Montreal, there's a building. That was the theater they eventually had.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether, I think, was there hairdressing in there? I think so. I don't know what's there now, but there was a hairdressing at one time. Oh, yeah. That's before they built the theater where it is.
Mm-hmm. Were the theaters fairly popular? Like, did people?
Oh, I think people used to go quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen the ads for the movies in the old papers, and they seem quite.
Oh well, yes. Now I don't know that so many go because they get videos and they have TV. We didn't have TVs and things like that in those days, you know.
Was radio fairly popular? Did you use these?
No, we got it eventually, but I don't think many people had radios when I came here because you didn't have the power.
That's right.
Yeah. Of course, you get a battery one for the radios.
Mm-hmm. When you were doing your shopping for your family, where would you go for shopping?
Well, there was Dudson Store and Watson's.
Mm-hmm. Now, Watson's is a general store.
Yeah, right? Well, they had groceries. It was a grocery store, Watson's. Mm-hmm. They didn't have other things, just groceries. Mm-hmm. And Sargent's, that's where Hetherington Hoopers are now.
Mm-hmm. And what did Sargent sell?
Well, they had everything. I think they were from Hazleton. Mm-hmm. And then Dudson was across on the corner where the hardware store has been. Mm-hmm. Seeley and Dudson.
Now, that was where they also had a butcher shop.
Right? Yes, right. But they had groceries. Mm-hmm. They had a plant there that I believe there wasn't one between J. Jasper and Rupert like it. It was a very good plant. Keep meat and that, you know. Mr. Dudson was a very good butcher. He'd been trained in the old country.
Oh, was that right?
His people had had a butcher shop in the old country. And then the Goodacres started up, different people since.
So the Goodacres started after Mr. Dudson?
Well, I think Clary worked for Mr. Bill Dudson at one time, and then he worked in Watson. When I came here, he was working in Watson's store.
That?
Yes.
Hmm.
And they started up a store of their own.
Were there any other merchants in town that you knew of?
Well, there was Mason Adams, the druggist. And there's Charlie Morris. He had a butcher shop.
He's the father. Was more than one butcher shop in town.
Oh, yeah. He had a shop. His granddaughter works down here in the dining room. Bill Morris out in the country is his son. Mm-hmm. And Eby's had a general store, hardware store. And Noel had gents furnishing and, you know, dresses and yardage goods. Of course, there were more yardage goods in those days.
Yeah. Well, everybody sewed.
Yes,
people sewed their own clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or sent to Eaton's.
Is that how you would have got a lot of your clothes, or did you?
Well, I was always out every year or so. But a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm.
Simpsons and Sears. It was Sears. Yeah, Simpson and Sears. It's just Sears now, isn't it? And Eaton's.
Yes, we have a couple of the Eaton's catalogs.
Oh, yes.
In our collection. It's interesting to see all the prices of things.
The different types
of things you could have bought. Yeah.
They always said Eaton's are the most reliable. But Sears had the styles.
Mm.
The things were more stylish and up to date. Better shoes. But I never bought much from that sort of thing because I was always... Went to Edmonton every year.
Did most people leave once a year?
Well, some had been here for years, never been out.
I would think that if I was going to leave once a year, I think I would leave in the winter time. Does it?
If I could leave here, it would be this time of year and come back in the summer.
Mm.
The winters, you settle down, you're more comfortable. But a lot of people go out in the winter and then they come home in the spring, and there's such a long, drawn-out spring here. I think that's the most tiresome time.
Mm. Do you think the winters are getting colder?
Oh, no, they're getting much milder.
Mm.
We used to have 50 below for a month at a time.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, lots of snow.
And when it was 50 below, would stores close?
Oh, no, people went to work just the same.
Kids went
to school. Oh, yes.
Did you say that we also used to get a lot more snow?
Yes, we used to have more snow. I think they had more this winter, but last winter there was very little snow.
Mm.
Some winters. And, they always, the spring was the time of floods. My year, they used to talk about the June rise. That was before the bridge was built, this new kayaks bridge at Rupert. It used to go out every year, the old bridge. And the snow would come down with the gut from the mountains into a flood, you see, and that flooded.
Did they have a problem with floods in Smithers?
Oh, well, yes, you know, around Smithers.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly on the railway where the road would be flooded, you know, and you couldn't get through. But I remember some people that went to, they were here and they wanted to go to Rupert, and they went to Vancouver and took the boat up. The trains didn't run because it had to go over this old kayaks bridge, but that's been fixed now. But they used to talk about the June rise. That was when the snow all came down from the mountain and flooded.
Yeah, we have it much easier today.
Oh, yes. Well, in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And you always kept your coal oil lamps lighted because you might need, the light power might go off any time of the day or night. But you had to make your own pleasure. Now, people, they can't do anything for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It all has to be done for them.
Well, it's definitely a different lifestyle today.
Isn't it? Oh, yes. You can't compare it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some teachers here that were very good with the drama. And they always, this one grade 8 teacher, Mr. Blanchard for several years. They put on really a wonderful play, you know. The kids were well trained.
What sort of plays, do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember. I think they had some of Dickens and people, you know, like that. They weren't just, they were, because I can remember this boy, was Scrooge in one of them. But they were good stories, you know. I mean, they weren't trashy things like we get now. A lot of, like the picture shows, you know. They had a show down here the other day, The Bells of St. Mary's. I saw that years and years ago here. Those type of things with the picture shows we had in those days. But now you don't know by the name of thing what it is.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any famous personalities from movies come to Smithers?
Oh, I guess maybe they did. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. I had read that Douglas Fairbanks was coming.
I don't know. I don't remember him coming. It was more the politicians that came. What was? But he could have been here. I don't remember all those things. And
do you remember ever going to see any of the fall fairs in town?
Oh yes, we used to go to the fall fair and the horse race. I worked there with the hospital auxiliary. Most in all the churches, they all had booths there, you know. And such a rivalry between the people. And there's one lady here, she couldn't understand why another lady always got prize for her pies because they used the same recipe. And she always got second and the other lady got first. Mm-hmm. But I never entered things, so I never made anything that was worth entering. Mm.
But there was quite a competition.
Oh, yes, there was, you know.
Were the prizes for these things, were they money prizes or were they just ribbons or
trophies? Well, I think they got some money along with it, you know. And the horse racings, that seemed to be the main thing. The men liked women too.
This would be out at the fairgrounds.
Out of the fairground. This was out where the Civic Center is now. This fairground's comparatively new.
So it was all within walking distance and everybody could come?
Oh, yes, everybody could go. And close the stores.
You know. Oh, is that right?
In the afternoon, oh, yes, until 5 o'clock, so they could see the races and that. It was a little community and people were all interested in.
Mm-hmm. Would the children be let out of school for the fall fair?
Well, I don't know whether they'd start school yet or not. It was always in September, the first week. So I think they always had the barbecue over in Telqua and then the fall fair here. Mm-hmm. It's always been a rivalry between the two towns. Mm-hmm. And of course people, you knew everybody. If you went, you knew people from the country and all. Now I suppose you wouldn't know anybody. I haven't been for years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's...
Well, I
hope
it's been
something. Thank you very much for spending the time to...
Oh, I'm afraid my time isn't worth much.
Oh, I think it is.
Oh, no, okay.